come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. It's that time of the week. I know. It's a time you've anxiously been awaiting. It's time for the culinariest and the cleverest, the most riveting, obviously the most entertaining, the tastiest, and the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world. We can be talking about none other than Chef of the Fat Band and Blue Collar Chefs. We're the true theater of the mind radio show. Listen to my thousands and streamed round the world on our flagship station, Atlanta, Georgia's news talk leader, AM 1160, the talk of the town. This week, our mobile kitchens finds us at Cutter's Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta, Georgia. I'm talking, Dr. Holdo, what are you doing?
Nothing.
No? What are you doing?
Keep going.
No. They heard the snap.
I'm putting my gloves on.
Oh, that's what sounds like.
Food safety first.
Oh, that's what it is. That's not what my doctor said when he did that the last time. But anyway. Chef of the Family Blue Collar Chefs is proudly and, I guess, depravedly brought to you by the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. Yes, there you go. I was going to say
vessel. That was the old one.
I know, that's but I wanted you. Yeah, that's the one we made up. They just changed the word to protect the innocent and save on the
Crimson Coast.
Yeah, there we go. Anyway, and by Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce, they are the leaders in Vidalia and Peruvian sweet onions. If it does not say real sweet on the bag or the tag,
it ain't.
And, of course, it's by Whole Foods where values matter. And it certainly does with the 365 brand. My friends, you get all the quality with the low cost and, more importantly, without all the nasties, as Chef Eric is doing his best Vanna White impersonation with the sea salt from Whole Foods. Many of the things are best at Whole Foods. And, of course, by Cutter's Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta, Georgia, on Windward Parkway, it is your portal to the world of good times, the world of great cigars, and a world of friends you have yet to meet. Joining me as he does each and every week, and he's come off an exhaustive 10-day run, which means he's been working 10 days and has had not one stop at a casino. He must be talking none other than Executive Chef Eric with a K. Holdo.
Hello.
What's up?
I'm very tired.
Yes.
I just came in off a red eye.
Yeah.
And
not only that, but you had a very traumatic day today.
Well, it was there was a family driving down one of the local roads here in Cumming and on Post Road, and something happened. He stopped short, and he was in an Explorer SUV. Turned upside down and flew off the side of the road into a ditch.
Did you have to go down and help?
I did. I went down. Everyone stopped and went down and helped. And there was fortunately a police officer off duty that was there, as well as a nurse that was there. So they got everyone out, and everyone was actually fine, believe it or not. Two kids in a car seat.
Oh, wow.
Hanging upside down, basically. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah, they were all good. After there were enough people there to pull them out, so I actually went up and directed traffic for a while until all the cops could show up.
Yeah. And then you had to give a report, I'm sure.
I had to wait and just because I saw it, so I had to
what,
wait.
What, I mean, what caused a stop short? Did you see what?
I didn't see what was in front of them that made them. I think there was a car that was turning left in front of them, but I wasn't paying attention to that. And
Thing is, it wasn't you. And we talked about this coming in because I met you at the door and we're going to assist you because you were running late for obvious reasons. And I said to you the most famous words, because of the kindness of my heart,
You said you're glad it wasn't me.
But then I added the caveat. Because next week is the gumbo cook-off.
We've got to be there.
And we've got to be there. Right. So, I mean, but I really meant it from my heart. You know that. But
yeah,
yeah, well,
sure.
It's small. It's cold.
It's and, a cold
and hard
place.
As a rock. But let me tell you something. It's there.
Well, at least something's hard as a rock. Anyway, so
really,
like muscles.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Hard headed.
All right. Well, anyway, you know this. We are celebrating two things today: National Cherry Pie Day and National FFA Week.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs.
What, FFA?
No, Cherry Pie.
Oh.
You ever see the video?
No.
Was it Warrant? Was that, who was it? No, Poison? One of those. Warrant?
Warrant? No.
One of those.
And Luscious is dancing for us while she is singing it. I'll tell you what, if we ever had a poll in this place, the money would be amazing. But anyway, I digress.
Yes, you do.
You know, we've got some amazing things coming up, Chef Eric. I know, next weekend, of course, we will be in Mexico Beach. And if Michael can make it down there, he's going to join us and came up with the idea of maybe getting some interviews and stuff while we were down there. But more importantly, to tape you making the gumbo recipe and make that into almost a whole show.
Oh, that sounds good.
I mean, we could do that with him down there because we'll have three sets of hands instead of two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're going for the gold this year. I mean, we do every year, but I've got 5 gallons bought and paid for of seafood stock.
All right.
That is going to arrive at Casa Pinguini.
We don't have to go to the Dollar General and ask them for fish stock?
No, I'm getting really good, high-quality fish stock, 5 gallons of it, delivered to the camp.
Awesome.
That's going to get on Wednesday.
Very good.
And we, I think we ought to talk about this, you know. When you're making seafood gumbo, and seafood gumbo is one of those things that, you know, there are a lot of variations of it.
Yep.
We actually you have a great roux recipe, which is incredible. But most people think roux for a gumbo is nothing more than just the flour and the oil, and then you just throw it in there with a little salt and pepper and whatever. It's much more than that.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be... At least for our liking of gumbo, it's got to be like a mahogany roux.
Yes.
And we're achieving that. I mean, you experimented a lot on this and really got us to a point where we could do a mahogany roux in the oven.
Which takes about 3 or 4 hours less.
Yeah, right.
To do.
Yeah, remember, I distinctly remember the 3 or 4 hours it used to take me to stirring the entire time.
And then when he would have to go in and... do something, he'd say, here, stir, just like this. And I'd continue the stirring, then he'd come out, then he'd continue stirring. But thanks to some chefs down in New Orleans, they gave me that secret, and I've been working on it. And hopefully, you know, it'll be a lot easier for us. But that being said, we might even have a special for you because we're going to try, if Michael the Whip Holst is able to make it down there, we're actually going to do a lot of recording in a very unique show of what it's like getting ready for a major cooking contest. We're going to do the prepping and everything, and you'll be actually involved in the whole process. And I think that'll be a very unique show and a very exciting show. And then we'll talk to some of the winners, and it'll be really exciting because this is our 18th annual gumbo cook-off. And when we first started 4 years ago, you know, they would get 20. It's become so popular now, they cut it off at 30. People with gumbo, and it's a big fundraiser down there, but it's a lot of fun, and it's always very exciting, so we're looking forward to that. And to be honest with you, that's one of the highlights, because it's the only thing we really compete in.
Right.
But also...
And compete is we want to win, but it's just so beautiful down there, cooking on the beach, you know, on the beach of Mexico Beach, just unbelievable.
And of course, we don't want to really pound it onto the people who are here, that it's going to be 70 to 75 degrees and mostly sunny that day. We wouldn't say that to people in other environs.
We never say that.
No, it's a lot of fun, and it's very, very exciting, and we hope that if you're available, come on down and check it out. It's a great place to go, a great place to see, and we are excited to be a part. This is our fourth. The first year we were there, we took second place, which blew everybody away.
Yeah.
Because the first time we'd ever competed. Then we started tweaking things, and then I came up with the genius idea of switching from seafood gumbo to chicken and sausage, which won 2 years. But we decided we're going back to Old Faithful and the mahogany roux, and we're going to get back into it. But It's a ton of fun. We're going to bring you right along with us. It should be a lot of fun. Most importantly, we hope that you celebrate National Cherry Pie Day in the most appropriate way. And, Chef Eric, National FFA Week, when I grew up in Sycamore, Illinois, FFA was as powerful an organization as a high school football team.
Absolutely.
I mean, it really was.
Very important organization.
It really is. You talk about building great character and great young minds and really keeping the youth in that culture. It's fantastic. We are Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, live at Cutter Cigar Emporium. When we come back, Chef Eric will fill us in on what's cooking, what he's cooking, and a lot more fun. Live from Cutter Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta, Georgia. Mm-hmm.